The Algoma District School Board engages with students, staff, families and community to develop and monitor a plan to support reconciliation and promote human rights and equity for all school community members. In the press release, the school board has shared its commitment to diversity and inclusive environments that support all students, families and communities. The press release also highlighted that discrimination in any form, including but not limited to race, ethnicity, color, disability, sexual orientation, will not be tolerated under the Ontario Human Rights Code. Additionally, all staff is responsible for maintaining inclusive environment and must intervene if they hear racial or other slurs used by others. The upcoming PD Day that will take place on May 20 will engage staff in this work and help promote the board's focus on human rights, equity and reconciliation. For more information, read the press release below. The Algoma District School Board is engaged in collaboration with students, staff, families and community partners to develop, implement and monitor a plan to uphold and promote human rights and equity for all school community members and support reconciliation. At its regular board meeting on Tuesday night, trustees were provided with an overview of the work currently underway, which included a reaffirmation of the board's commitment. The Algoma District School Board reaffirms our commitment to facilitating inclusive environments that are supportive and welcoming to all students, staff, families and community partners. Diversity is celebrated, and discrimination will not be tolerated in any form that is in contravention of any of the protected grounds under the Ontario Human Rights Code, including but not limited to race, ethnicity, color, ancestry, disability, creed, sexual orientation, gender identity and gender expression. It is imperative that our schools remain respectful, welcoming and safe environments and that the dignity of every person is protected in our learning resources and activities, on board property and at all board-related events. In support of this commitment, the uttering, writing or use of racial or other discriminatory insults or other slurs or epithets, e.g. the N-word, pejorative terms used to describe Indigenous peoples, race, ethnicity, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation, and or disability attributes etc., including when reading aloud texts, quoting or teaching content, and within classroom resources is not permitted in ADSB learning and working environments by students, staff, family members, community members or school guests. All staff have an obligation to intervene and respond sensitively if they hear racial or other slurs or epithets uttered or used by others. We are all impacted when traumatic events occur in our communities or when we witness human rights atrocities taking place in our country and around the world. These are important reminders about why we need to take action in combating discrimination, inequality and hate both online and in person. We all have a part to play in building more inclusive classrooms and communities, said Joe Maurice, ADSB's Superintendent of Well-being and Indigenous Education. The upcoming PD Day on Friday, May 20, 2022, will engage staff in this work and help further the board's focus on human rights, equity and reconciliation.